everyone, welcome to another episode of the Love and Wrap Up, aka the Love and Hip Hop ATO Wrap Up. Today, we're covering episodes 11 and 12. If you missed the last episode, what are you waiting for? Pooya was here. We did a proper history lesson about the show. So if you're like, what is this? Why did it show up on my feed? Go to that episode and you'll get everything. Because it was 2 hours of basically Pooya and I just being like, oh my God, hot mess? What's going on? So if you're wondering who I am, I'm your MC, Sasha Joseph, or funsize_04 on Twitter. And some of you might have watched the RHAP Rewind and fell in love with the show. Some of you might be hearing this for the first time. It doesn't matter how you heard about it. I'm just grateful you're here and listening to my favorite reality show. And the best thing about this show, you really don't need any background. Just turn on VH1 for current episodes and Paramount Plus for the older ones and jump in. You can follow along at the hashtag Love and Wrap Up. Also, we've been getting far in the episodes. This is our 6th one. So if you're enjoying it, please leave me a review. You know, let me know if you're having fun, if you're loving the guests, if you're loving this ratchet roller coaster. I don't know. Tell me everything. Leave a review and maybe we'll do something. I don't know. Tweet me. Like, what do we do if we get 5 reviews? And with that, you know, it's time for my guest. This is the space, as I've said before, for the most fire guest, where we talk about all the mess. So this time, you know, because these episodes, let's be honest, were not maybe the most fun. So I don't want to be so negative. So, you know, I had to bring in someone that's really positive, you know, my friend, fellow RHAP podcaster, and of course, the rapper 8Ball, who you might, you know, see on Love and Hip Hop Delaware. I don't know. But anyway, welcome to the podcast, Isaiah. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I woke up very early today just to watch Love and Hip Hop for the first time. And you know what? It's reality television. You know, I catch up on these things pretty quickly. It was funny. It was messy. That's the perfect way to define it. It was messy. But, you know, it's just the perfect amount of it, Sasha. So thanks for having me over here.
Oh, you're welcome. This is exactly, I feel like, the point of this show, because every time people will come on, they'll be like, oh, I like forgot about this show. Or they'll be like, what is this? I can't imagine this show existed before. So I'd love to, you know, hear you. Obviously, we talked about this, had no connection to this show. So I'd love to hear, you know, what are like your overall thoughts? You know, do you have a favorite on the cast? Like, tell me everything.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, like, we spoke about this before we went live, but like, I watch the radio show, The Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. And there's always like these random interviews with like these people, like these D-list celebrities I've never heard of before. I'm like, who are these people? Right. But I'm like, okay, so this is where they come from. They come from Love and Hip Hop. So
like, okay, yeah. Not this.
No, but like on a serious note, like, I mean, I'm familiar with like a few people, like, you know, like there's a couple of people who've had like one hit wonders over here and there, but like, like I know Safari used to date like Nicki Minaj, like that, yes, or whatever. And like, he used to like go viral on like Twitter for being like a mess, or like Stevie J or Young Jock. Like I know a couple of these people.
Yes.
And then there's like the people who like, I think her name was Rani Ruchi.
Where she, yeah,
was, like,
mm-hmm,
she went on like when, no, no, not her. It was
Young Baby Kate.
There you go. And she went on like Wendy Williams and stuff. I'm like, oh, y'all, oh, got no,
Spice.
Like,
you're talking about Spice.
There you go. There you go. I'm like, y'all, no, got Spice like that?
A big deal.
I mean, she's international, so I never,
yeah,
heard of her before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Spice is like famous before she came on the show.
Okay. That's a pretty good get to get someone like still relevant, mm-hmm, and still making money off it and stuff, you know, like.
Like, yeah, she had a freaking song with Shaggy and Sean Paul.
Right. That, you feel me? Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. So, you know, that's good. That's good.
Exactly. I mean, you know,
and then I saw a commercial for, like, there's a Miami version on right now, too. I'm like, how many hip hops are there? I'm like,
there's 4.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
Yes. I know. That's what we need. Again, listeners, do we want to be covering Love and Hip Hop Miami? Like, let me know. Do I need to bother Rob about it? Like, Because honestly, if we're going to do Love and Hip Hop Miami, I think Rob is going to be the first guest we have on. So do we torture Rob? Maybe that's the better question. I don't know.
I think you should.
Imagine Rob talking about Trick Daddy.
That would be a mess. That would be a mess.
Oh my God. Rob's going to be like, I don't understand this man. I'd be like, no one does. That's the point.
That's the point of the show. No one understands this.
Oh, but. God. No, seriously. A quick like tidbit on Trick Daddy. He's a famous rapper, but besides that, his reality TV, like he is, what he does on Love and Hip Hop Miami is that he just literally will cook. Like, that's his thing. Mm-hmm. So he, like, does cookouts for people, not to be confused, you know, with the cookout. And he'll, like, start drama at the cookout with, like, these really young girls because he, like, hits on them and they like him back. So it gets, and Trick Daddy is old. Like, I just, it's like, the truth.
He has his own restaurant in Miami, I believe.
Yes. Right? Yes. Yeah, so all these, like, young women, actually one of them was in the Cardi B WAP video. Oh, Sukiana. Wow. She's on Love and Hip Hop Miami, but anyway, anyway, it's a mess. And Trick Daddy won't divorce his wife.
That's yes. Reality TV in real life. That's all I gotta say.
Like, these people, I'm telling you.
Like these people are just like walking entertainment at this point. You're like,
yes. And that's exactly why I love this show. I think Bryce was saying that he likes Miami. Do you know who Pretty Ricky is, Isaiah?
I've heard.
Yeah. They're on Love and Hip Hop Miami.
Interesting.
Yes. Also, I want to say Isaiah and I are in like different generations of like rap and hip hop. So it's really funny because when I love and hip hop, it's because all my people from when I was in high school were relevant. And then I think for Isaiah, he's like, yeah, you know, they were a thing when I was in elementary school.
Like, I lived through like the SoundCloud era. You lived through the early 2000s, you know?
Yes.
Like, you know, different times.
Exactly. You know, when we were on BET, you know, listening to 106 and Park for our new artists.
When album sales are like literal physical copies.
Yes.
You know, it's a different time.
Yes. I actually, because I'm home right now, my mom was like, it's time. Like, you need to go through your boxes. Tell me why I found all my Chris Brown CDs.
Oh my God. My best friend is like the biggest Chris Brown fan in the world. So like, you know, that's all he does.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But you know, and like I've said this before, RJB out of context has got me. But you know, like, yeah, there was no bigger Chris Brown fan than me. And then like just opening that box of like Chris Brown, you know, I didn't realize I had some posters in there. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, oh my God. Like, I forgot about like high school Sasha that was just like simping for Chris Brown.
It's a different era, you know. I mean, yes. Hey, look, people are going back to it. So I mean, maybe he's trying to make a comeback. Like, you know, hey, look, you know, strokes for different folks. I can't.
Period.
There you go.
Exactly. So I think let's get into it. This was all over the place, I will say, where, you know, we started out, and I told Puya this, but I borrowed from, you know, the 90-day format where we try to group people together. But oh my God, it's a mess. Everyone's friends with everyone. Everyone's fighting everyone. So, you know, audience, you don't come here for strategy. You don't come here for like, you know, wow, it's such a like well-structured. You come here for mess. So that's what we're giving you. Okay, so let's start with mess, because let's start with Spice. Okay, how, you know, did you feel about her? Because let's get into her right now.
So Spice is the one, the international.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so I mean,
Jamaican, yeah.
She I think her situation was interesting, because it's like, all right, you're a star currently, you know, you got a good career going on. You're also trying to have like a stable relationship. So, you know, the dynamics there is always going to be a little complicated. Like the dude that she was dating felt some type of way that she went on like these shows saying that she's single and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But also she feels some type of way because privately he's like taking her pictures down. So it's like, this is like one of the situations where like both parties in my book are like intentionally doing things to get on the other's nerves and retaliation.
100%.
you know, it's petty at the point. It's petty. So it's like, you gotta like, there has to be some happy medium. But like I said, this is reality television, specifically on VH1. So it's going to be dramatic regardless. So it's like, you know, that relationship, I don't see working out. I mean, like, maybe there, it's the type of relationship where they like to be toxic towards each other.
And then, right? Like, it's like when you're so toxic, you can't help but love each other. That's bad, people. Don't get into that.
I mean, how long have they been dating again?
Just quarantine. That's the whole point.
Like I don't have pictures of like girls I'm dating like after a couple months in my wall or anything. So like,
well, here's my hypothetical. Okay, I think you're a little too young for this, but you know, it's fine. Okay, if you were dating would you date someone that has children?
It really depends on the situation, and I mean, at their age, I probably would be a lot more open to it.
Got it.
At the age I'm at right now, no.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. So Justin, obviously, that's her boyfriend. They're you know, older, obviously, and all of this. Mm-hmm. They call him Papa. I was like, for Lord, he can't even put pictures up of you, and they're calling him Dad for what? Right. I don't get it.
Nah, it's a little quizzical. So I'm just like, you know, the whole situation with those two in general, I was just like a little like, okay, this is weird, but petty, you know.
Yes.
It gave like one's thriving in their career right now, the other one's kind of like reaping off of the success.
Yeah. So Justin, Isaiah, I have to know your idea, like thoughts on this. Is a Love and Hip Hop producer? That's how they met.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So he was like a producer, now he's just like on the show now.
Yep.
What the heck? That is so, that's like such a like weird dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they're giving me? They're giving me like they want to have like a low-key relationship, like but they're still on reality television, so you're not going to be able to do that. It's like, oh, we want to have like our own thing, we want to be public about it, but at the same time keep our images. Like, he doesn't want other people knowing he's dating her. She doesn't want to know people are that she doesn't want people to know that she's dating him unless people know the other. It's just weird. They're so strange. But I think they have good intentions. They're just not good at dating, honestly.
God. Yeah. So basically their whole issue just comes with like they've been fighting because he wants her to be Grace and not Spice. But it's like, that's her money. Like, why is he messing with the bag? And because of that, it seems like he took down all the pictures because they live in a. Yeah, that's so petty because he lives in Atlanta, I guess, or maybe he lives in New York because she went to his house in New York and y'all, she had receipts. Like, she was like, I took pictures of your mantle and there's no pictures of me. So that's so messy. But I just appreciated that she pulled out the receipts because he was trying to gaslight. But no, not today, Satan, not today.
You know, I'm just, like I said, it's just like that. It seems like he like, you know what you're getting yourself into.
Mm-hmm.
When you're dating this part. Like, you can't. Oh, like, stop your career just so we can be together. You're like, no.
And ew, what kind of man wants you to stop your career for them? Like, that's
absolutely
gross.
Not. Absolutely.
Exactly. So. And she did, you know, in all of this argument, she did go on the Breakfast Club. That's what Isaiah was talking about, you know, to talk about her new song with Sean Paul and Shaggy, which is amazing and hilarious. And then we also get a moment of going on Wendy Williams, where, you know, Wendy Williams, the biggest mouth in the industry, allegedly. And Wendy, you know, asked everyone, are you in a relationship? And, you know, Sean Paul, like TBT to Sean Paul, because he, you know, has a whole family. And she said, she put her hand up and said, no, I'm single. Can you imagine someone you're dating?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it was in retaliation at that point. I would just feel some type of way too. But like, I would also be like, yeah, but I took your picture down, so I get it, you know.
Isaiah, you're too nice. Oh my God. If my husband did that, it's a wrap.
No.
Like, or my boyfriend.
If she said something beforehand, like, I feel like it would be okay. That's what I was about to get to. But she didn't. Like, I feel like she purposely wanted to get on his nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Just so she could be like, yeah, but. This is what you did. You know what I'm saying? It's just like they're a mess. They're a mess.
Yes. And just an update for everyone. They are still together. She wrote like 6 days ago. So So when the last episode came out, basically like episode 11, when that came out, she said, you know, my baby, I love you. But if you haven't spoken to me in 6 hours, we have a problem. If you, you know, malice me for 12 hours, we break up. If you haven't spoken to me for 2 days, I'm single.
Oh my God.
And she posts a picture with him saying this and then tags him and said, it's a Caribbean thing. Oh my God. But then she did apologize and said, I'll construct my sentence better. But not you saying Wendy has the biggest mouth in the world. No slandering.
I mean,
my bag.
He ain't wrong. He is not wrong. You know,
oh God.
Listen, I would not be able to be like a celebrity and like have like a relationship with another celebrity. It's just too much.
What do you mean? You're gonna be on Love and Hip Hop Delaware?
I'll be on Love and Hip Hop Delaware with another D-list celebrity, but like not like
and they're gonna fall in love with your producer. That's like what's gonna happen.
Spike is popping, right? You know, he's not even like a celebrity. Like, you know,
yeah, he's
like
really not. I mean, he's good looking. I'll give him just, that.
It feels like he was like, I want to be on the show now, and then there you go. Like, you know, like, I don't know. Like,
oh, God. I cannot. Oh, my God. But, yeah, that's, like, the end of it. The only other thing I want to talk about the whole Spice thing was, did you notice that, you know, after she said what she said on Wendy, where she said she was single, the person that wrote a whole song about how to deny till you die, Shaggy, was like, this is how you should have said it. You know, you should have said you're not married. You should have never said you're single. The irony is not lost on me that this man made a whole song called It Wasn't Me. And he's giving Spice like over here.
I will ride for Shaggy just because that was a bop. But yeah.
Oh God. He's literally like, Spice, take notes, dude. What are you doing?
She should have been like,
how do I get out of this, Shaggy? Because this man straight up wrote a thesis on how to get out of cheating, how to get, you know, how to be a dirt and be okay with it.
It sounds like they took a book out of like Future's like book of like, I don't know. It's just like, they're just, I don't know. They're just trying to do they want to get their cake and eat it too. Mm. You know, that's the vibes they're giving.
Ugh, we've been known. And we also had a moment of like Carly Red shows up here. She's very messy. She's dating Lamar Odom, Isaiah. She's a mess.
No.
Yes. And she talked a little bit about, you know, she's like, her role on the show is like to be messy. Like that's her whole job. So she, you know, talks about Dubai. And then the biggest thing we're going to know, which is I think going to pay off episode 13, is that she says she's going to introduce Jasmine, her child, to someone else because her current man, Jasmine, her child's current man is horrible. And we knew that from last, you know, in Dubai. And she said, I don't like his braids. Has your mom ever tried to like do this?
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, first of all, let's call it space because I was a little lost by this. So was there like a girl's vacation?
So it was Yandy and Mendici's got married in Dubai. That was like the cutoff we got at the end. Yeah.
But it felt like it was like a girl's thing and she brought her guy around.
No. It was supposed to be. Yeah. Sorry. Carly and Jasmine were a girl's thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Because basically Lamar lost, quote unquote, his passport. She did not lose. He did not lose his passport. I just want to make that clear. Allegedly, he said his ex took it.
I mean, you know, next level pettiness. Like, you know, you're just talking trash about somebody's guy just because you didn't like him. I don't know. I mean, I only saw the preview to what happened in the previous episode. But, I mean, he looked like he was just chilling. So, like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, he was. From what we've seen, yeah, there's no.
Yeah, like I'll just hate on him. He was like, hey, we in Dubai. We lit. Like, you know, but like. Like she was just like, oh nah, I hate him. His hair looks horrible. Like, dang, like that's how he rolls. Like, you know, I don't know. That's crazy. I would feel some type of way looking at the show. Like, dang, I thought I was just like, you know, I thought that we were just chilling. But
yeah, but you know, like Yandy said, something's thicker than blood.
Yeah, exactly. That's how we roll.
Oh my God. But yeah, can you imagine? My mom definitely has tried that with my previous situationships.
No.
Yeah. And it was a wrap. I was like, don't do this. This is
it was
bad.
Like, well, like you pretend like you like them to their face, then they leave. Oh, I hate them.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
and
dang.
She was like, what are you doing? Like, get your life together. She was like, this is a ratchet behavior. Because they have learned the word ratchet from me. And now she's like, that's ratchet. Don't do that.
I'm disappointed in you, Miss Joseph. Don't do that.
Oh my God. I know. But you know, now I'm married, so it's boring. But yeah. Before that, I know. Did your parents do that in high school? That's when my mom was doing this.
I rarely brought people that I was seeing to my parents. I think I brought like one girl to my parents. That's about it. So, no. I purposely avoided things like that. Purposely.
I'm dead. And then let's quickly talk about the other kind of smaller story. The up and coming rapper Renny Rucci. What do you think about her?
Renny, for a first time watcher, so first of all, she was like, oh, my career's going good. These rappers, other than the one international one, I don't really think they're doing good. Unless I'm wrong, I think Cardi B is the only one to kind of find like mainstream success from the show. But it's like, okay. But you know, like I was looking at her like listening at party for an album. There wasn't like people there. I don't know. They're like, you know, hopefully that's just like, oh, we're just inviting our friends, you know, COVID and everything. Hopefully that's the case, you know. I meant to actually, before the show, go on Spotify and check her numbers, but I didn't get the opportunity. But, I mean, all in all, she seems like a nice girl. I mean, I haven't watched the other episodes. I could be completely wrong.
No, she is. I mean, okay. For the most part. Like, her thing was also really weird because it's basically another repetition of what happened last episode, because her mom allegedly called her sister and then maybe some other people. It's not 100% clear, just saying that, did you do crack? Yeah.
See that right there, that's what I was about to get to. I'm just like, the relationship with her mom, it seems like so toxic.
Yeah.
And it feels like Renny wants like some sort of relationship with her mom, but it's like it always, I'm just going based off of what I've seen, but it just seems like it's like in a really bad place right now. It seems like her mom's a little immature. I ain't going to cap. But you know, it could be double sided because I don't know their entire backstory, but you know, it seems like a mess all around there. You know, no one wants to have like an album listening party. Everyone's having a fun time trying to get lit. And then, we're screaming with my mom in the corner, like, you know,
imagine
it kills the vibe, you know. So, you know, I feel for her.
And not even that, it's like the equivalent of like not me crying in the club, right? Like it's that version. Also, I will say I looked her up on YouTube. She herself, you know, as an artist, has like almost 300,000 subscribers, but she has a song called Hands on Your Knees with Kevin Gates, who she's going on tour with, which is a big deal. I know Kevin Gates. And it has 4 million views.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a production. Like I'm watching it on mute right now, so I do it.
Oh no, that's weird. Completely fine. That's completely
fine. It's very weird. But wow. I will say she has a song. Kevin Gates got the 4 million views, but you know, I don't want to knock her. That's okay. She has one song with just her. Oh, it has 2 million views.
Is
okay.
Kevin Gates still popping like that? Like I don't know. So listening to him.
But you know his name, right?
Yeah, I know who Kevin Gates is. I just like, exactly. You know, I thought he fell back and like he just want to be like a dad now. Like, I don't know. I didn't know if he was still like I haven't heard anyone say like, hey, put that new Kevin Gates on it.
Oh my, like, yeah, he has a song 5 months ago that was.
I mean, you know, I like.
Hey, it got 12 million views, so you know.
Like I remember, he had two phones. That was a fun song, you know. So.
Oh, that was Kevin Gates. Oh my
yeah,
God.
That was. You know, it's Kevin
See,
Gates.
I don't mean. Oh, here it is. Yeah, two phones has 310 million views. Oh my
yeah, that was a big song.
That was maybe a one-hit wonder. Now that I think about it,
he has a couple songs.
No, but I'm saying that.
He was an XXL freshman. I mean, not to you know, we rambled about Kevin Gates.
Yes. Anyway. Oh my god. But yeah, so you know Renee Rucci, okay, I think like she's not as bad or she's not, sorry, as like non like factor as I thought. Like I think she actually has like a good amount of songs and stuff. So you don't know, no knocking her thing. But yeah, so her and her mom are like fighting and they're just like screaming at each other. Basically it seems like Renee Rucci just has a lot of baggage, which we've seen in the past episodes, you know, her mom kicked her out, all of that stuff, which comes up again. And then her mom is just sort of denying. She's like, I don't call nobody. And absolutely, that did not happen. And then Renee Rucci, shady, 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 said, I don't call people and ask if you have an alcohol problem.
Ooh. You know, she was like, I don't want to do this on TV after they started screaming. I'm like, y'all need to get y'all stuff together because y'all looking crazy right now. Yeah, I feel for them. They were just, there was a mess. Like, and you know, I also, they'll never admit it, but I'm sure alcohol played a role.
Oh my God.
Because they were getting turned up.
So the producers will supply alcohol before these kind of confrontations.
Oh, they love this.
Yeah, that's how Scrappy and Stevie J got into their fight, like first season that I covered with on RHAP Rewind. Like it was the fight because, yeah, Scrappy was very drunk, I will say.
Yeah, they love that. They want them to get into
fight, you know? So, Renee like takes a step as, you know, and like this is like pretty mature and things we don't see on Love and Hip Hop, because Renee comes back and she says, you know, I don't want this drama. I just want to talk to my mom. And, you know, she's trying to explain to her, but her mom, Isaiah, is just gaslighting, I feel.
Absolutely. Yeah, she was just trying to start stuff at this point. You know, it's honestly, first of all, Renee should be happy because, like, if it's show wise, they're going to want to keep. They want, if you have a storyline, trust me, you're doing something right. But in the real life, you know, it seems like she really just doesn't want to deal with this. Like the comment when she said, "I didn't want this to be on TV," it's almost like an alert to me that, like, oh, this is like some real stuff. It's not scripted. Like, she,
yeah.
This is like some deep stuff, you know. I felt for her when they were talking outside and she hugged her and she was like, I remember. And you know, I don't think that's really what Renee was looking for. I think the mom would just want the conversation to end, honestly.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's exactly what I think happened because she, you know, she didn't say I'm sorry. She said, I remember, like the drama. What? That's weird.
Like it, you know, it's very like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, I don't know, self-centered. Like, you know, come on. Like, that's your daughter at the same time. Like, I get it. You want to be like the cool mom. You want to be friends with everyone. But it's like, you gotta, like, you don't need to talk trash about your daughter to feel, like, in, you know, like, I don't know. It's giving, like, I don't know. Like, it's just, it's not good energy, in my opinion.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, and it seems like they, you know, end off on an okay note where, you know, they're kind of like, okay, cool, like, whatever. Renee said, well, she's still toxic, and I'm not here for it still. So, you know, we wish Renee nothing but the best because she's about to go on tour with Kevin Gates. Looks like they at least have two songs out together. So, you know. Good on you, Renee. Like, I wish nothing but the best for you. Because to me, this was too real. And I got stressed. I was like, give me manufactured drama. I like that better.
We like the drama that's petty. We don't like the, oh, wait, this is family drama. I mean, obviously, it adds a good dynamic to the show. So keep doing
it. Yeah. I know. Moms on this show, Isaiah, they're no joke.
Absolutely. That. There was the other mom, too, that I'm sure we're going to get to.
What Mama D. Number one.
These moms are messy.
You know, Mama G was an actual pimp. So.
Oh, wow.
That's my like fun fact for everyone that comes on the show. Literally. I think I say it every episode, but I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with that family. Like, please adopt me. Nice. I don't know. And with that, I think we can go to Young Baby Tay, because I think that was the last like individual story, because then we kind of start getting like entangled. Okay. So Young Baby Tay, I don't know if you know, actually we saw it in the show, but she actually has a good amount of like platinum, or she has one Billboard like platinum record. How does one get that without like popping off?
YouTube, you know, the label putting a lot of money with into the artist and constantly doing advertisements or like TikToks.
It's
so easy to get streams nowadays, man. Like, yeah.
Oh my God. Can't wait for Isaiah's platinum record.
Please.
Okay. Yes. No, but yeah, because even, yeah. I'm looking at on YouTube. Yeah, she also has like 2 million views. So you're right. Seems like they're really pushing it. She also, and she was part of like YouTube Black Voices. Seems like she's pretty big. But whatever 1 month ago, she dropped a song and that only had 7.5K views.
Let me see. Who is she signed to? Let me see.
Yeah, did she get signed? That was her whole thing, right? That she's on the pedal bikes, and they, you know, all the friends are talking, and Young Baby Tate is like, "I'm thinking of moving to LA." First of all, I don't know why she's thinking of moving to LA after the ratchet mess that happened to you in LA. Do you know who Guap Dad is? Apparently, yes, everyone knows. Okay, I don't.
I do know Guap Dad. Yes.
So that's who she was dating.
Oh wow!
Okay, yeah, and. Turns out the man on the streets in L.A. Dropped her. Like, literally broke up with her on the street.
Dang. That's savage.
Yeah. So Guap Dad is trash. But so yeah, that's why they're talking about this. And she's like, you know, I get a lot more work done when I'm in L.A. And I was like, okay. I can't imagine, like, this is my question again. As a rapper, would you rather be in Atlanta or LA?
So honestly, I mean, I'd rather be in Miami, but I mean, that's not an option.
Miami? Scrappy also talks about this.
Miami's fun, man. I love Florida. I want to retire in Florida one day. I love Florida. But out of the two options, I mean, I've never been to LA. So I don't know. But I will say, Atlanta, right now, currently within music, most of the pop and rappers are in Atlanta. You got Lil Baby, Future, Playboi Carti, Young Thug, like most like hot artists that you hear music from right now are coming from there. So, Atlanta, but with that, it's also very like competitive because there's just so many people. But you know, I feel like that's the easiest place to network because everyone's there. So I would rather live in Atlanta. But I also don't know, you know, what it's like in LA. There's a lot of celebrities in LA as well. So, you know,
That's true. Yeah. And she does have a label. It seems it's radio.
Yeah. That I'd never heard of it.
So yeah. And the Wikipedia page goes to Easter Ray. For radio. So here we are, everyone. I'm sure it's, you know, and she even talks about it on Twitter. I think she's talking about how I'm not signed to Dreamville, Young Money, like, so.
You know, everyone claims they're not signed to anyone. They're signed. They're just trying to hide it. They're signed.
Does that like give you more cred?
You're good. Being signed literally just helps you get your music advertised. It gets you in shows. Basically, you're paying people to do all the hard work for you. If you're not signed, then you're doing a lot of that extra stuff by yourself, which is 10 times harder, which is people like Chance the Rapper originally. Mm-hmm. But you know, like sometimes like you're like one in a million and it works out. It's very hard though. Like not a lot of independent artists really like blow up like that. Where like if you're signed to somebody, you know, you're paying people a company to do all the work for you. But yeah. the hard part is just that, they get a large portion of your money and, you know, that's why people end up going broke and going. Things like this, unfortunately. So, you know, it's just like, it's very complicated. And that's why you see a lot of people like Lil Wayne and all of them like complaining about like, their deals and stuff. Cause like they get trapped into these deals for like years. And
especially young artists, they get really screwed because they're just trying to, I think, you know, make it somehow.
They hold a couple thousand to their face. You know, they're like, oh, let's take advantage of these young guys. And they're like, yeah, like I've never had this much money. And then they get that mainstream success and they're like, wait, I should be making more. And it's like, sorry, you're stuck in this deal that you signed where you're like 18. Mm-hmm. You got to stick with, you know, it's a crappy situation.
Be smart, kids. Don't mm-hmm. let them play you like this. Yeah. And we also see, you know, they ask her, right? Like Britney B, she's another rapper, asks her, you know, I didn't see you with Guap. And then I just love Young Baby J. She's like, who? And they're like, Guap. And she's like, with who? That's the energy we need in 2021. You know, like that's exactly it. Cause she said, I don't see myself with someone that has a mattress on the floor and no headboard.
A mess.
I understand. Like, I think some version of this happened to me, and I will say I did walk out. That is correct.
Yeah, I mean, as you should.
Yeah.
As you should.
Ladies, like, we have higher standards than ratchet men, okay?
You don't need any bum.
No.
Do what you gotta do.
And then it seems like, yeah, and things with Yada also didn't work out because I think Young Baby Tae is bi. She I think that's what she identifies as, at least. Oh. And she went on a date with a woman a few episodes ago, and that also didn't work out. But, you know, she's excited because she's like, I see now caliber people that I should be dating instead. And again, the line, I keep saying this because they're so good. Line of the century. Only man I needed was Benjamin Franklin. And truer words have never been said. Okay.
I love that. I thought that was cool. That was a good take.
Yes. And that kind of like ends our like singular moments. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So where do you want to start with like these kind of like wild now family?
Jeez. So, I mean, I guess we could talk about the whole safari thing.
Let's do it.
Two episodes, like Lord have mercy. Like what is going on there? Like how toxic can a relationship get? Like this dude is in the club with other women. Mm-hmm. While his baby mom is like,
that's his wife.
While his wife is about to give birth, and he has audacity not to show up to talk badly about her. Like, mm-hmm. you know, she's sick of it, so she's filing for divorce. Now, I don't blame him for the 50% custody. I think if you're getting a divorce,
yeah.
Me personally, both parents want to see their child. If that's true, 50%. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think she wants to. I mean, I don't know her like that. You know, obviously,
yeah. I'm just gonna,
it seemed like she wants more.
Yeah,
like she wants money. It's like, ooh. Now I'm looking at her sideways. I'm like, all right, what's really going on here? So you know, it seems like she wants him to be there all the time. Perfectly fine. I mean, Safari's not some savant where like he's making money or anything like that. So it's like, you're not popping, bro. So it's like,
no.
go help your wife. But he's being very irrational. So like, he's still at fault, obviously. I the only upside I'll give him is like the 50% custody. That's responsible. I get it. But he's still like doing a horrible job. They even showed off camera, like he showed up like two times for like 10 minutes, like to pretend like he was doing something. Like, bro, like you whatever you're doing in the club, it's not as important as what you're doing now. Like it's not. I we'll talk about Scrappy in a little bit, but like him and Scrappy are like two different type like waves, you know. So it's like, bro, go help your wife.
Yeah, that's no, and that like literally what it comes down to, because you know Erica's still in the hospital. Just so we know, the baby is okay, but basically, besides that, this man don't know that his child is not with his mom. He didn't know that his child was with Scrappy. What kind of mess is that? Like, it's weird. It's weirdo behavior, I feel. And also, I will say, like, I also agree that, you know, if a dad wants it, they should have it, period. And this person is, like, a mess. We saw with, he claims it was editing on Twitter, but we did see a few, you know, I think, like at the start where the kid, his daughter fell and he didn't even go pick her up. He like laughed. Wow. So,
like, I'm shocked anyone would want to bring, like, have like a child with Safari, to be honest.
And not
like,
one, Safari, two. Okay.
He's
two
a children. Fool. Like, honestly, like, before watching the show, like I said, I already knew who Safari was.
Yep.
And historically, Safari is just a fool. Like, yeah, like I don't know. Like, I'll never forget the viral video. He was like performing some song that he came out with at some celebrity basketball event, and everyone like booed him. And then he got so mad that he told everyone to like basically go F off. Like Safari is like a mess. And like, I don't think anyone cares about Safari. I don't know why anyone would try to do anything with Safari. He's a fool. You're not
seriously.
Yeah. Like, you're setting yourself up for failure at that point in my book.
No, it's like I said, it's a literal joke. And that's why I couldn't help but giggle about all of this, because, yeah, he's like trying to be like, I'm such a good guy. And then Erica just drags him, right? Like, she's like, he hasn't talked to me at all. And then the kind of biggest issue is, from what Erica's telling us, is that he, you know, came in for 10 minutes and then left and came back. And then he also just basically has not reached out to her. But his, you know, story is that she doesn't let him know, and he did try to reach out. Do you believe like one side over the other?
No. I think they're both coding it. Like honestly, like, in my opinion, be a man, bro. Like, just go, like, help. A simple conversation. Like, I know it's probably uncomfortable. Like, you're about to, you guys are about to have a divorce. You don't really want to talk to her like that, but it's like, you know, this is a team effort. Y'all just, like, honestly, just you just need to have a talk, because, like, you look like a dummy right now. And then what's her name again?
Erica.
Erica, it's like, I think she has her head in the right direction, but, like, I think she is also being a little extra for the television. Mm-hmm. And some part, like, sometimes I'm like, all right, wait a minute, like, This seems a little I'm smelling a little BS, but it's weird. That relationship is ugly too. There's a lot of like bad relationships on this show, let me be honest with you. But there you go.
Yes. So, and you know, that's kind of like, again, they really stretch this out, but that's basically what it comes down to. It's like everything we've heard before, but basically Safari is just like a deadbeat mess and refuses to like, I don't know. I don't know what I would do if I saw my now husband, let's say I was pregnant and I saw him without a ring in the streets, you know, being a mess. Like, I think I would, like, I don't know. I think I might go to jail for murder. I might. I don't know.
Is that what you do? Is that what we do in Shasha?
He would never dare, let's be honest. You know him. Like, he wouldn't. But Erica allegedly, everyone, I don't want, you know, mess, but did pour paint all over his four-wheeler. So, you know, I 100% would do that. That song, you know, I bust the windows out your car, that speaks to me on a certain level
around you.
Yes, I'm
gonna have to be careful around you. I know how you move now, it's okay.
And that's kind of like what it comes down to. They both also met with lawyers, but again, it was very basic, where Safari's lawyer allegedly is known, I should have Googled her name, but anyway, is known for, like, you know, father's rights. But Erica is saying that it's very much like, you know, they play dirty, la, la, la. I think it's her side, Safari's side, and the truth in the middle. So, you know, I hope that for their, you know, sake, it's okay. But I really do feel bad about all of this, because this is just not cute, like, at all.
You know, like I said, I wouldn't be able to do like reality television relationships. It's it becomes, let me just get the fans on my side. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a child involved, and they're going to come in and they're going to see what happened while they were unborn. And they're going to be like, oh, okay. Like, you know, like, it's like what a weird way. You get to see what, like, the making of you. Like, what happened? Oh, okay. My parents didn't really want to. Like, no one wants to see that. These celebrities need to stop it. Like, they are a mess. A mess.
Oh my god. Yeah. And Erica again is known for mess, just like just like our boy Safari. So they are very much together, like in that moment, but like we know that they're divorced and now, so it doesn't even matter. But I would never date this man.
No, like,
no way. There's no way. And Erica also a mess.
Yeah, yeah. They both suck.
Because if you look her up, and you know, she's visibly like distraught, like she's constantly crying, and those tears seem very real to me. Oh, really? Even though absolutely. I will say I think a lot of stuff is manufactured between the two of them, like they're TV personalities, mm-hmm. but I still think that her tears are real.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's an ugly situation all around.
Yeah. And she also ends up meeting with Yandy, and you know, Yandy's like, well, I didn't know anything about this, like thank you so much for letting me know, and then turns out our girl hired a private detective, Isaiah.
Listen, real quick, I want to say because I filmed in this show, this YouTube show recently, mm-hmm. I now understand the amount of takes they have to do to get these things. And it's like, they got like, you're sitting here with like lawyers and detectives and stuff. They're probably like saying something. Arg, I know you're sad. I know you're crying. Let's run that back real quick. Can you say that line again, but like this? Like it's just like, you know, like that's why I'm saying it's a load of BS at the same time. It's like, it's a hint of realistic.
Isaiah believes in no one. He's like, this is all fake.
It's sick because it's like, I believe the tears are real. It's just like, this is sick though. I know the producers are like, run, oh, this is, I'm so sorry. Real quick, Mr. Lawyer, can you say this like this again, real quick? Come on now. But yeah, if you gotta hire a detective to get answers about your relationship, like what, like, is it really worth your time?
It's a wrap. It's unfortunately, yeah. It's a wrap. Like exactly. Everyone, don't let people do this to you.
Exactly.
If you need to hire a detective that, like, listen, you don't need to hire detectives. Go on social media. If you're, like, do you think it's okay if your partner, like, grinds on other people?
No.
Exactly. Like,
that's all the proof you need. What else are you talking about?
Like, you're not even your partner. You're a husband?
Exactly. Multiple times at that.
Oh, my God. Like, it's the way I have, like, secondhand anger for her. Cause like, there's no way. Like, I would have had, you know, first of all, she's on Love and Hip Hop, right? Call Trick Daddy and be like, I need you to mess some shit up for me. I just need you to do it.
You want to put a hit out on somebody?
Not a hit, but like, I would want to, like, you know, just do something, pour a drink. I don't know.
Gotcha. You just want to ruin their life. I guess.
Yeah, not life. Just maybe their night.
Perfect. Absolutely.
Listen, don't mess with me. I'm not Sasha's the one.
Crazy. If you're listening, just don't mess with I'm Sasha. Not
crazy. I'm just.
Yeah. Eric, you can't see air quotes. Not crazy.
Isaiah, first of all, if somebody I knew was dancing. No, actually, this happened to me one time. Again. Yeah. The same guy, and he was a hot mess, and I should have never, you know, like, I was dumb in college. Mm-hmm. We're all dumb. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I saw him do this, and
entertaining, absolutely do what you gotta do.
Yeah. And we were at the club together. Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah, I would go crazy too. I would be pissed.
Yeah. I mean, granted, all I did was go up to him and like grab him and make out with him and then leave the club. And then guess what? No one else danced with him after that. Oh, my
God. But still, I'll be like, why are you dancing with other people? What are you doing, bro?
Yeah. And I just, you know, want to set the scene that he was 6'3", I'm 5'1". It looked hilarious.
One size with a big personality.
Yeah. So the point is, ladies, don't take no mess from these men. Okay. It's not worth it.
That's all good.
Yeah. And so anyway, so far, yeah, out here doing the dirt. And then Yandy, you know, does tell Erica, like, listen, call me. I'll be your village. Like, forget him. And that's kind of the end of their kind of weirdo. Like, at this point, we're repeating. Like, I get it. It's quarantine, but give me something. Do another trip. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then we get, yeah, who do you want to talk about next?
Let's see. I mean, we could talk about the Scrappy situation.
Yes. My fave.
Go for it.
So here's where I will say it to you, like, you know, I feel like I have to acknowledge my bias. I am obsessed with Scrappy. So, you know, if sometimes I go sideways, you have to like bring us back. Okay. Mm-hmm. When it comes to Scrappy. But
anyway, I got you. I'll be your compass.
Yes. I love that. So, yeah. So we, you know, the first thing we kind of see of Scrappy is like, I think it's, is it Bambi first? Yeah, where Safari, you know, was in Miami. He's like, I have to pay the bill, la, la, la. So he shows up to Scrappy's house. And then Scrappy's being a good dad, I feel, where he's like, you know, you need to show up, blah, blah, blah. But Scrappy just has so many damn kids.
He seems like, I mean, like I said, I haven't seen anything prior with him. The two episodes that I've seen, he seems like he wants to do good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he seems like he wants to be a good dad. And then he's the one. This is the same one that had the whole mental health thing going on.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So it seems like he's just going through a lot. You know, I don't know a lot of his backstory. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know.
Yeah. So that's exactly it. And, you know, unfortunately, like him and Bambi have been going through it. Like, it's not as bad as Erica and Safari, because Scrappy, I think at the end of the day, is a good dad. But Bambi says he's an Instagram dad, where it's kind of like for the cameras only. Mm-hmm. So, and she feels like she does a lot for the kids, and she's currently pregnant with their third child. Why do you keep having children with these men?
Yeah, because I you sit around in quarantine, you get bored.
The sex can't be that good.
You know, strap up out here, fellas. That's all I got.
To me, like, I just can't imagine that it's that good that you're gonna have me, you know, looking just embarrassing.
It doesn't seem worth the risk, like, yes, or the stress. Honestly,
exactly. It's
like you're not, this is a human. It's not like something fun. Like, it's not a toy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're raising someone, you know. I don't know why anyone would want to just keep having kids.
Yeah. And, you know, Scrappy also says, make up with her. He tells Safari, like, it's, you know, but Safari said nope, because she's filed for divorce. And according to Safari, that's a wrap. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like you're going to end up hating this person later. If you don't see a future with them, don't have a kid with them, because now you're going to have to deal with them for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I've also decided that I don't think Safari understands, like, what happens to a woman during pregnancy.
I think they understand. They just don't care.
Maybe, because it's so weird. Like, multiple folks have said to, you know, to Safari and to Scrappy, but mostly to Safari, because I think Scrappy will be like, yeah, you're right. Is that, you know, hey, she is, you know, dilating. Like, you cannot stress her out more.
Mm-hmm.
But of course.
I digress.
Of course. Anyway, so, you know, and then Safari, like, whatever. Did Safari take his kid back? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
That's also weird. Like, the child is still at Bambi's house. What are you doing?
He doesn't want to be a dad. He likes to party.
But then he wants 50% custody.
Mm. He you know, he wants to grind. And then, you know, Sasha, when you're bored one day and, you know, the clubs are all closed, maybe he's like, oh, let's go hang out with my kid. I'm bored today. Like, you know, it's something to do.
Yeah, let me just add my kid.
You know, he wants to take care of his children when he feels like it. That's all.
God. Just ridiculous, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just
Safari, get your act together.
Period. Please, Safari, get your act together, rather.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's basically like the end of that moment. And then we get, this is where I need to know what, because we get Scrappy, you know, we see, okay, he's being a family man. So now he's over to his mom's house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. This is probably one of the best characters in all four franchises, because Mama D is here.
Mm-hmm. The moms are like the biggest instigators.
Yes. She is a mess. So yeah, now I need to know, what did you think about this woman?
I mean, good on her, first of all, for telling them that. Like, I don't know why she did it, but good on her for telling her about the whole divorce thing. Like, you know, just like, a mess.
My God.
She's very intense, though. Like, like,
yes.
Like, you know, she'll tell you what you need to hear if you like her. And I like her. I mean, I think she's funny.
She's hilarious. She's, again, my favorite. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So then basically Scrappy and his mom are talking. And, you know, Mama D says, listen, I really love, you know, Scrappy, but I have some things to tell him. And then she's cooking like a lot, right? She's cooking a lot. And then Scrappy is like, she really loves me and she misses me. So that could be one way. But then the second reason is that she needs something and that's why she cooks. Ooh. So let's figure out why. And then our Mama D, you know, the queen, the queen of the palace says there was a club night. She needed to be carried to a vehicle because it was that hot in Dubai. You know, so Scrappy's like, okay, there's a club night. Did you get in a fight? Like, what happened? And then she starts telling the story about how Bambi wants a divorce. She's going to take you for all you're worth. You better be careful. And Sierra told her. Dumb.
It gives me PTSD to this trip I literally took with my friends, and then really? We got back, and the entire Twitter universe knows what everybody did. It's like
messy. It's
just like this, like you know what's the saying? Whatever happens in Dubai stays in Dubai. What you over here snitching for? You're instigating. Like, what are you doing? Mama D, she's just like trying to start trouble, to be honest. But
yeah. Snitches, you know, snitches, Mama D. What the hell?
At this point, the producer's like, hey, can you do something for us real quick? You wanna snitch? Like,
like, I don't even think. I think this is just who she is as a human being. Isaiah, she flew to Dubai to tell the people getting married that the groom's mom, like Mendici's mom, believes their marriage is fake.
A mess.
So, like I said, this is who she is. But, you know, Scrappy, of course, is not having it because he's like, I'm a grown man. And he's out. And then she starts fake crying.
Do you know how much money a plane ticket from Atlanta to Dubai even costs? Like,
God, you know the producers paid for it.
Oh, yeah, duh, obviously.
She is the drama. Like, yeah, why would they mess drama. That up?
Yeah, you know, when you got nothing else to do, I mean, like, why not? Mm-hmm. Like, you get paid if you're messy. This is probably her job at the moment.
Oh, yeah. She does have a song called In That Order, but yes.
I mean, I don't think Mama D is a popping artist or anything.
No, unfortunately. But she's popping in my heart. That's all that matters.
Absolutely. You know, hey, look, if you're getting paid to be messy, be messy. Because you know these people ain't going to hate you. They're gonna get over it. It's like, you know, do what you gotta do. They'll be mad at you for 5 seconds, mom, and you're like, I don't care. Like, do what
you want. Oh my God. Yeah. And then, you know, Scrappy's like, listen, you just seem to be wanting this for the storyline, so I'm out. And that's when she starts freaking out and she said, I know I'm overbearing, but I need to do it. And I'm the queen, and this man is next in line. Queen of what? We don't know, but it's okay. It doesn't matter, y'all. And then she hits him with, she's going to do you like diamond.
Oh, my God.
So, so Scrappy was with his baby mama, Erica. Erica Dixon, who we see for a little bit. But anyway, she doesn't have a speaking part, unfortunately. So he was with Erica. Okay. He left. That's his baby mama. For the longest time, we only knew Erica as baby mama. We did not know her. Yikes. That was like the fun part. So he was like, baby mama. That's how he used to say it. And then anyway, he ends up breaking up with his baby mama to go to Diamond, who, have you heard of Crime Mob?
No.
Oh, Isaiah.
I'm really bad with pop culture. I'm sorry.
So Crime Mob is, you know that song, Rock Your Hips, Then Wave. And
yes.
Okay, and Knuck If You Buck. Oh my God, yeah.
Yes, I know.
So okay, so that's the group. So that's Crime Mob. And so Diamond is like one of the members of Crime Mob. And then Diamond, y'all, left Scrappy for Soulja Boy.
Why?
Yes.
Soulja Boy with the
Soulja Boy. Well, Soulja Boy was popping back in the 2000s.
I mean, Soulja Boy actually, he made a return like probably 2 years ago, and then he got sued for selling fake game systems. And then he's actually making a return again.
Well, yeah,
he has a couple popping songs on TikTok. So
Soulja Boy was on Love and Hip Hop.
Soulja Boy,
Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. I mean, Hollywood. Sorry.
Like the one thing he knows how to do is like he knows how to stay relevant.
Yes.
Like even if that means beefing with someone, like he's always relevant. So mm-hmm. That's a W, I guess. Like, I don't
know. Yeah.
Soulja Boy's a fool, but like, yeah, sure.
Damn fool. Okay.
Yeah.
So basically that's how she dragged, because we know that Diamond left him, you know, like really bad. Yeah. And and Mama D again, that's her baby. That's her number one. So Mama D's like, she left you. I'm trying to protect you. But of course, of course, you know, it's not working on Scrappy. I will say, if again, worth it. I think Chappelle had retweeted this, but it's worth watching Mama D yelling at baby mama Erica, because she allegedly left Scrappy for dead. Want to know what happened to Scrappy?
What happened?
He had an asthma attack.
No.
Yes.
Oh, that's horrible.
And, you know, she's like, you left him for dead.
No. That's horrible.
So that's how overprotective Mama D is with her child. Okay, so do not mess with her and her child. Don't do that.
Sounds gangster.
Yes, 100%. And with that, you know, we get, Bambi and Sierra. That's the next moment. Because what we're hearing is that Sierra snitched, which is like, I don't appreciate that, Sierra. Why you did that? But then Sierra tells us the truth, because she says, is Scrappy okay? Because he had that mental health thing that we'll get into right after this. But, you know, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. And then she came clear and she said, actually, Mama D called me over and started talking about her lawyers. And then Sierra was actually sticking up for her friend.
Wow. You know, the show has a lot of snitches. Mm-hmm. that's something I've noticed. I mean, you know, what else can you really do, with a quarantine show?
Like, yes.
You know, so, like, yeah, do what you gotta do.
Exactly. So, yeah. So, turns out that's the truth. So, to me, like, maybe at the reunion, but I need the whole clip. Like, what's going on?
I mean, are they going to end up fighting? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Because to me, it's like, I need the whole clip. Like, who snitched first? Was it? My money's on Mama D, obviously. But still, who snitched first? I need to know everything so that I can, like, figure this out and, like, know whose side I need to be on.
When the reality show goes on behind cameras. That's so
seriously. That oh, my hilarious. God. And turns out that, you know, Mama D's like, Scrappy takes care of the kid all the time and Bambi doesn't. So, you know, but it's like, is that true? I don't know.
I wouldn't be shocked. I'm at that point with these people. I would not be shocked if it's any of these people.
Exactly. So, and that kind of like ends that. And then I want to talk a little bit about, a really like important moment. So before that, I just want to give a second, you know, if anyone is struggling with mental health issues or if this is triggering for you, just, you know, fast forward like maybe 5 minutes at the most. And if you want, you know, some more resources, the show did show us mentalhealth.us. Like, go on there, you know, and get some help if you need. And with that, you know, let's get back to it. Scrappy, you know, seems to have posted a really triggering post on Instagram, you know, talking about mental health. And I appreciate him talking about, you know, men's mental health and how toxic masculinity almost, you know, causes men to not, open up, and, you know, it bubbles up and causes a lot of issues. So he posts about that, and Rashida ends up seeing it and, you know, asks Kirk to reach out. And I didn't appreciate Kirk being like, well, I wish Scrappy would talk to me. Mm-hmm. That's not how this works, dude.
Yeah. You know, it's, well, first of all, I will say it was something like, it was interesting because, usually when it comes to, men, specifically black men, I will say, mm-hmm. like, the expectation is to, like, man up, you know, like, keep it to yourself, like, don't show too much emotion. And, you know, like, you know, that's not for everyone. Like, I do mm-hmm. agree with Scrappy in this situation. Like, if you're going through something, and specifically the celebrities, you know, they don't want to show a sign of weakness. So when he does go on like the, so I don't know if he did on Instagram or Twitter or something, but wherever he posted.
Yeah, it was on Instagram. Yeah.
Instagram. It, you know, like that's basically just like a cry for help. So like, mm-hmm. it, you know, if that's your friend, family, whatever, like, and you see something like that, be supportive. Like, you don't need to be like, oh, why didn't you show me, tell me or what? Like, yeah. bro, like he just said what he said, and you want to, like, don't make it about you. Like, he's obviously feeling some type of way. So, you know, that's how I felt about that. You know, I also with Scrappy, like I said, the two mm-hmm. episodes I've seen, he did give off like he's trying to do better with whatever's yeah. going on. So, you know, a lot, that's probably a lot mentally, and then just hearing about what happened in Dubai probably didn't help either. So, you know, mm-hmm. it's a lot going on.
Exactly. And that's where I appreciate it. Like I said, from what we're seeing, and you know, edit could be favorable to Scrappy, but like he really is trying and he's struggling. So, you know, his like village needs to come around him a little. So Kirk and Mendeecees do sit down with him, and you know, they do have a conversation that he apparently has not seen his children, only via Instagram. She like doesn't, you know, talk to him about his kids. And now that the restrictions, you know, for COVID have eased up, you know, he isn't home all the time. And I think it seems like she wants him home more because they do have children, multiple children, and she's pregnant, but he, you know, needs to go out, promote his song. He put out a song. So that's kind of like the crux of this conversation, but it, you know, it seems like they're really trying to get Scrappy to understand that he can rely on people, he can reach out for help, they're there for him. And I appreciated this moment, I appreciated Love and Hip Hop showing this to us.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely, like, you know, it was a lot different from like the messiness that we saw from us.
Yes.
So, like, yeah, you know, I liked it. It gave the show some substance.
Exactly. And yeah. And I think, and then, you know, they also said you should be hanging out with successful couples. I just want to make it a note. Neither of them should be the successful couple. Kirk has a new kid every season. Okay. he cheats on Rashida that much. And then Mendeecees has been locked up for 5 years. Okay.
Come back and be like, hey.
Yeah. So it makes like, no. Like, you should be around successful couples, but those two are not it. And like, you know, go to New York and go to hang out with Remy Ma and Papoose, because that is a successful couple. Okay?
Remy Ma. Yes, they are, though. They are.
They're amazing. And like, their whole brand is Black Love. Like, you know, it works. It works. Come on. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so, you know, we're wishing nothing but the best for our guy Scrappy. My number one, obviously.
Absolutely.
And then I think we should go to like Young Jock quickly, because that's another like, I think, moment of like black men, you know, really like finding some closure.
Yeah.
Where, you know, I know that maybe you didn't know of Young Jock that much, but, you know, he's like one of the bigger gets for this show. So I appreciate Love and Hip Hop not showing this throwback, but Isaiah, he had a pretty bad fight with his son. Like, he pushed him and then ended up breaking a glass, stage.
Oh, no, they showed that a little bit.
Yeah.
In the beginning episode. Yeah.
Did they? Oh my God. I swear he did.
This is the guy with the it's going down.
Yes, 100%. Yes.
Now with the recap at the beginning of the episode, they showed a little bit, and then they showed him throwing a stool. Then
Yes. So he ends up pushing his son, because basically, like, there was a shootout at the club, and now his club is shutting down. And basically because of that, you know, this is his son's friend. Mm-hmm. And his son is still hanging out with this person. So that's and then he's like, you know, I don't want you to like go down this path.
Yeah.
Of like mess, you know, like, don't do that.
That's just a lot.
Mm-hmm. So that's where like it's all coming down to. So yeah, and then, you know, he's also talking to Mindy season Kirk about how hard it's been for him. But I appreciate that the, you know, the men are explaining to him that, listen, like, you, it's bad. You just shouldn't be fighting with your child, especially pushing, you know, and Jock also has, I think, like 8 kids or something. So his son has been through a lot because this is the oldest son, but he's had, you know, like so many kids on him, on his mom. So I think there's a lot of trauma there as well. So, you know, Mendices is like, listen, you need to say it in a way that your son hears it. And then Kirk says, you know, you're talking about millions of dollars. It's like our kids grew up with money. So this isn't the way to go. Mm-hmm. You bring in the pastor, which is an interesting thing, I will say.
Are they really millionaires?
I mean, I think they're a millionaire for sure.
Okay.
There's no way. I think so.
I feel like they're not bringing in millions.
Maybe not millions. Yeah, okay. According to Google, Young Jock is worth $4 million.
Oh, okay. You know what? Let me shut up then.
Yeah. I mean, because he has a bunch of... Okay, he earns a salary, allegedly, of $50,000 per episode of Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's fine.
They got money. Yeah.
He's fine. Okay.
Oh, imagine getting $50,000.
Oh, God. To be messy.
Wow. I'll do it. Hello, call me. you know, I can be like the host. I don't know. And then anyway, yeah. So that's kind of the point of it. And then Kendra, which is his Jock's fiance, this is like the only woman that has kind of like kept him grounded because she's like not famous. She's a lawyer. And Jock has been with Carly Red also, just FYI. Yes. And cheated on her, of course, too. So, you know, yes. And, you know, so Imani and him are talking. And I appreciate Jock just being like, I shouldn't have come at you that way. That was wrong. But I've also seen so many of my friends lose their sons like this. And I don't want to be a statistic. And I don't want you to be a statistic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, talks a lot about what it means to be a young black man and having the cops, you know, show up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, it's just... It's a lot, man. Like, you know, no one wants to be that. Like, you know, there's a stereotype with certain things and they just didn't want to, you know, basically add that on specifically on like on television, you know.
Yeah.
They represented, you know, so I feel that. So it's just a lot.
Exactly. And, you know, so that's what we're, you know, there's not too much again to get into it. It's like a continuation of what's been going on. But I appreciate that Young Jock and Imani's mom, who are obviously not together, but are still both, you know, trying to be at the counseling sessions together and trying to figure this out.
It's a good effort.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, anything else about Young Jock and his relationship?
No, I did think who was he speaking to? I think he was speaking to Scrappy and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. The whole depression thing happened too. So, I mean, I had a good impression off of him from the show.
Yeah. And then I think this is our last thing where, second to last. But either way, Yandy is finally here. Yandy used to be, just so you know, Jim Jones's manager.
Oh, okay.
I think Rich Dallas also. Okay. So I mean, Rich Dallas is like, he was on Love and Hip Hop New York. But anyway, they were all like also with Olivia, you know, from 50 Cent G Unit. So, She's a big deal, basically. Okay. Okay. Oh, and Joel Santana, like,
okay, basically. Yeah, get it. Mm-hmm.
So, oh yeah, she's managed Jim Jones, Missy Elliott too.
That's a good guess.
Okay. Yeah, she did not manage an artist like Cardi B, though, she said.
Absolutely. Because,
yeah. Even though they were on the show together, unfortunately. Yeah. So basically, she's opening a store, which is really exciting, obviously. And, you know, it's opening day, no masks, but it's okay, whatever. They're in Atlanta, I guess. And, you know, they're all talking. Jock is, you know, explaining to everyone, hey, we're doing therapy at church. Like, and then everyone gets really stressed out. They're like, at church? Can you curse? Mm. What's going on? Why are you doing this at church? Because, you know, these are like rappers.
Yeah, you know. Anyway.
No, wait, tell me. What are you thinking?
It's just like ratchet. That's the perfect word.
Yes.
Ratchet.
Exactly. Yeah. And then we, you know, get Erica Dixon, baby mama, is also there. And then Safari shows up. How irritated were you by this conversation with Safari and Yandy?
I just think Safari's such an idiot. Like, I don't know. It doesn't matter where he's at. I went on my rant earlier in the pod. Mm-hmm. Nothing's changing here. Safari isn't the brightest bulb in the box. Like,
yeah.
That's all I gotta say.
Because Yandy's dragging him. Because yeah. She's like, I thought we were friends. Why aren't you sharing this stuff with me? Marriages are forever. Like, you need to figure this out. Not this time. Marriages aren't forever.
Like, boy. Please.
Oh, my God. And then
he's petty.
He's so petty.
Yeah.
And then he also, you know, then they talk about it. And then she says, I thought, you know, you used to be the most caring person. Like, what's going on? And he was like, we were not together when I was cheating.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
About that. Yeah. He did.
Yeah. That's what's shady about him. He's so messy. And then he basically just says, like, he doesn't care about her, blah, blah, blah. Like, he's, you know, very much, I'm a Cancer, so I feel like I can say it, where, you know, it's like he's, like, gone into his shell. And he's, like, emotions, what are they? Turned off. Everything's off. No way.
Everything's off until it affects him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, she messed up all your property. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Yandy does say it's obvious that you care about her, but you're not really, you know, trying at all. But he says, nope, we're just going to coexist. Like, he's giving us nothing.
He's being fake, if I'm being honest with you.
Yep. Yeah. And it's just, it's awful. And, you know, to me, that's what I want to say. Like, it's just like that meme, right? Go on, girl. Give us nothing. You're doing amazing. That's exactly what I felt during this whole thing.
Yeah. I'm getting the same energy too. Yeah.
Right.
Just like, he's just there on my screen being Safari. Mm-hmm. What a dumb name, by the way. I would hate to call a grown man Safari. Like, that's not his birth name, right?
I thought it was. No, it's not. It's not.
Good. I'm just like, I'm not going to call a grown man Safari. I'm sorry.
Why not? Yeah. Oh, actually, that is his name. Safari Lloyd. Okay, I thought Lloyd was his name. Yeah, Safari Lloyd Samuels is his name.
It feels dumb. I'm sorry.
I mean, have you seen his videos with Nicki Minaj? Like, yes, she drags him. Again, to the listeners, watch any video about him with him and Nicki. It's embarrassing.
I just wouldn't call him Safari. Oh, hello, Lloyd. Anyway, let me stop dragging.
Not Lil Lloyd. Oh, my God.
Go ahead, continue.
And then we... And then at this party, y'all, we get Bambi versus Mama D. It's time. It's, you know, the queen versus the queen.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding. No one can be queen. But Mama D, don't drag Mama me, D. please. Uh-huh. Because Mama D said, I could smell a rat from a mile away. I would not want to fight this lady. Like, she's wild.
She's gangster.
Yeah. Like, she'll get you.
I don't got time for that.
Exactly. And then, you know, she's like talking to Bambi and she's like, listen, like, let's try to figure it out. Like, let's talk through this. And Bambi just looks like she's going to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
Bambi's like, I'm going to kill you. No.
Mama D, I mean, you know, the age difference, though. The age difference.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe Bambi would want that. Yeah.
Act your age, though, please.
Not your shoe size.
Love it. Because basically, you know, they're talking about Sierra, and Bambi's like, listen, I don't believe that Sierra just straight up came up to you and told you, which I agree. I don't think Sierra is that person. But then Mama D says, well, I didn't want to believe it either. I started cussing. I started acting out because she was just going to, because Sierra told me she's going to take my son for everything he's worth. And then Bambi said, what money?
They're so petty on this show.
They didn't have to do Scrappy like that, man.
I know. They're just petty.
Honestly. Oh, my God. Because Scrappy said, Bambi said, where the money at? Because I haven't seen it. And then they start talking about the kids, how Scrappy, you know, is the one taking care of them. And then Bambi said, how about you see the kids first? Because what are you talking about?
Burn. No, I'm playing, like, but it's sick because they're saying this stuff I was saying earlier. I was like, are they really making this much money? Like, but yeah, yeah.
I know. I mean, I'm assuming Bambi makes less than obviously a young jock. Absolutely. Yeah, Bambi's worth $800,000.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's not making a million. But you know, it's it doesn't seem like they're making that much money per episode. Scrappy obviously is.
Yeah,
you but know, looks like Scrappy, they say, brings in $80K from music sales.
He's on the banner of the show. He's making money.
Exactly. Yeah, so he's allegedly making, and it doesn't say how much money he's bringing in from the show.
Yeah.
Oh, looks like he makes $200,000 per season.
Okay. Okay.
So he makes about 11, but I'm assuming that's more because this is in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So he's making a lot more money. If Jock is making 50, he's making probably 50 per episode or something. That sounds about right. Yeah. That sounds about right. God, how much money are these people making? Good Lord.
for absolutely nothing.
For nothing. Forgive me. Like, go on. Give me nothing. And then, you know, Mama D is the only one. She should get 100,000 per episode. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. They're making this just to talk during quarantine.
Literally. And then they're dragging, you know, like, you don't let me see the kids. Well, my kids wouldn't even know who you were if you showed up. Drug, so shut up.
Young kids, let's let the games begin.
Yes. Please bring the kids. You know that TikTok thing, right? Where you leave the kid in the middle and see which parent they go to?
Yeah, they didn't like, do that.
Do both the grandmas and see where they go to.
Oh, yeah, that'll be great.
And then Mama D says, well, we're going to get lawyers and we're going to figure this out. And Bambi said, and I'm going to pay them way more than you probably can.
This is like, it's a lot different from like back in the day, VH1 and MTV. Mm-hmm. Because when there's drama, they just threw hands. And I mean,
well, Bambi's pregnant and Mama D's
old. Yeah. Well, I mean, if this was like Baddies ATL.
Oh, my God.
Like, they would do that. You know, like,
yes.
They take the like, oh, like, we're not peasants, I'ma sue you, like that's their big thing over here. Like, I've never seen so many lawyers before. Like,
oh my god,
they're like, nah, we got lawyers, we're suing you. Instead of like these other shows, they just throw hands. Like,
oh god, I'm telling you, it's wild.
Yeah.
And then that's, you know, kind of the end of it. I mean, we get Kirk and Rashida. I'll just quickly say it. We get another Kirk and Rashida moment where they're talking about, oh, our money's a little messy. Things aren't adding up. Food is being stolen.
Yeah.
This family's a mess. Why are you employing your children? Because Isaiah, this was like first episode. The kids are fighting each other in the restaurant. Like, yeah, hand to hand. Yeah, they did a cutback, right, to the
fight.
Mm-hmm. Like, girlfriends are fighting each other.
Money and giving away food from the business while your parents are on vacation. Like, what are y'all doing?
No, they're a mess. Like, they're a literal mess.
It's horrible. I would, if you steal money from my pocket, that's you know. Mm-hmm. See, you said that the club thing would make you go crazy. That would make me go crazy.
Like, oh, like,
don't take money from me. Don't take the family, the business's money.
Like, exactly. And at the end, it's going to go to you.
Yeah. Like, you guys are being really bad. Like, the fact that you can't be trusted by your own parents, that they have to hire someone, that's bad, man. Ugh. And then even the guy that they hired is calling them out on their BS. Mm-hmm. It's like, what are you doing? You know, I don't. Anyway, sorry.
No, that's exactly what we need. Yes. Because all of them look so guilty. My God.
Because they all are.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Rashida's like, does anyone have anything to share? Of course not. And then the assistant manager or whatever, he says, it's Sierra. She's the one stealing.
Everyone's a snitch in this show. Man.
Yes. And Sierra says, nah, they're out to get me.
Like, I've been censoring myself so much, but I have so many choice words for these people. I'm like...
Say it.
I'm just like, there's so many dumb asses on this show. Like, I'm so I'm so sorry. Like, they're so stupid. Like, what are you doing?
It's like, you're gonna get caught in 4K.
Yeah, you're literally on a TV show with a camera crew. Like, you're not slick. You're not slick. If they don't find out now, they're going to find out later. Like, what are you doing?
So they're stupid. Not. That's the thing. They're not doing. They're just not using their brain.
So stupid. They're not even. I don't even. Are the kids getting paid? I doubt it. I mean,
I mean, they're getting paid as in they have jobs.
But like, they're not like actual. No, I'm saying like they're not like getting like the show salary.
No.
So they're just being stupid. They're just being stupid. Like, what are you doing? I don't know. Like that. See, someone who does foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not getting paid for it. You're just an idiot. Like, you're just an idiot at that point.
Yeah.
Let me stop. Continue.
God. It's ridiculous. I'm telling you, it's ridiculous.
It is.
But yeah, so it turns out basically nothing happens, though, because she gets off with a warning. And then they say 3 strikes and then you're out. How many more strikes does she need? She's fighting your child. Now she's stealing money.
These are grown adults. We need strikes.
And she's not even family. She's a girlfriend.
Oh, that's even worse. Mm-hmm. You know what? I need to stop.
No, seriously.
That's even worse.
Yeah, she is the girlfriend of Kirk and Rashida's son.
I don't care who you're the girlfriend of. Why are you taking money and food away from my family? I'd be like, get out.
Yeah, there's no way. Like, after you fight someone and then you're taken. No, absolutely no. There's no way.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And that is a wrap. We do see next week that Spice, you know, and Justin are talking again. And then Scrappy, is he taken to some damn escape room? What the hell is that? I don't know. There's light. It's weird, y'all. It's weird.
It's one of those episodes.
I can't wait. And you know, with that, like, is there anything else, Isaiah, do you have to say?
No, we basically spoke about everything.
Yes.
You know, that was a lot, but you know, it's not a bad a lot. Like I might toy with the idea of continuing to watch it.
Look at this. Yes. Love and Hip Hop needs to pay me.
Every time I go on one of these, like Mari and Matt got me into wrestling, sort of. Like, you know, I might give Love and Hip Hop a try for you, Sasha.
Yes. Too,
so
and you listen to the podcast anyway.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yes. And with that, y'all, ends our coverage for episodes 11 and 12. Thank you all for listening. Don't forget to share this with your friends. Tell your friends so we can be friends and, you know, the rest of the song. And leave me a review. Are you enjoying this? Like, please let me know. And thank you so much, Isaiah, for, you know, getting on the Ratchet roller coaster with me. It was so much fun to have you. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all that other fun stuff at 8BallBangers, where I'm literally just tweeting about reality television and ranting. You can find me on my personal channel and Sasha sometimes. Silent Podcast, where we literally do the same thing. So there you go.
Yes. And as for me, you can find me on Twitter at funsize_04. I'm also gonna be on Big Brother tomorrow, the Thursday recap, and I will, you know, be on around as well as Silent Podcast, like Isaiah said, where I just covered the finale of Survivor South Africa, and it's on Spotify and Apple or YouTube, wherever you want to listen. And I cover Never Have I Ever with Chappelle. It's an amazing time. Honestly, it's just us talking about our own personal stories with a little bit of Never Have I Ever. So that should be out tomorrow because we're recording it tonight, Wednesday. So, well, whenever you hear this, I don't know. It might already be out. But either way, I cover Never Have I Ever. So it's a great time. And with that, tweet me, DM me all your thoughts using the hashtag #LoveAndRehabUp. And thank you so much for listening. Bye, y'all.